regular season has come to a close. I know you have to be excited about the playoffs, returning to Rider Nation, a home playoff game. What's the mindset in the locker room heading into this playoff game? How are the players feeling about a big matchup against BC, who they got to be ready because, you know, hosting Grey Cup, there's big expectations on the other side as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, playoff football kind of, you know, it breeds excellence. You're going to get everybody's best effort. You know, our guys know that. The detail, the attention to detail, you know, these guys are logging extra hours. They're so excited to play and bring playoff football back to Saskatchewan and what that means to not only them, but what it means to Rider Nation, man. They're excited to get out there as we go all out as a team.
How has the team been preparing differently for this playoff game compared to the regular season?
Yeah, just more of the nuances and details. You know, players are spending extra time together, you know, going over certain details of their game plan, you know, extra walkthroughs on the field. They're doing extra lifts together. You know, it's all hands on deck. These guys, they understand, you know, the situation is win or go home. And, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, we go out and represent the province, you know, properly, man, and really just, you know, when the fans, when Rider Nation sees us play, we want to be able to mimic, you know, what it means to be from Saskatchewan. Just the hard freaking work, man. Let's go.
Well, what can Rider Nation expect to see on the field that'll showcase how hard the team has worked, you know, this season? I mean, if you can almost split this season into three ways. You know, the start of the season, you guys came out of the gate. Midway through the season, there was the 7-game losing streak, and, you know, fans, you know, not to push any panic buttons, but didn't matter, because then you guys finished the regular season on the way that you did, getting home field advantage. What can Rider Nation expect to see on the field Saturday?
Yeah, certainly. You know, and I mean, just that, you know, one thing we know about Rider Nation is they're passionate. The football IQ is high. You know, the guys understand that as well. But, you know, for Rider Nation that bleeds green and having the trust and the faith and the support, you know, this is a game to come out and do it. These guys have been fighting tooth and nail, you know, was in a dark place. But, you know, we knew what we were capable of. And I think, certainly on the back half of the season, you know, with all of our guys going, you know, that's something what, you know, we're looking to put out on the field and roll out in the field, is playing with extreme, you know, physicality, exciting football, and really just, you know, making plays to get the crowd roaring.
And hey, entering right into that, Rider games, home games, I mean, the fans are known for being loud and, you know, maybe making the opposition make a mistake in the playoffs. It's just that much more important. How much impact does that have on the players during these crucial games? Just the noise to hype up the guys, but maybe when the opposition is out there, maybe they take a costly penalty.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, in the game of football specifically, as the visitors come in and try to operate offensively, everything's built off of communication. And, you know, it's hard to communicate when you can't hear nothing, right? So, you know, having our fan base and how incredible they've been, you know, throughout the years of this organization, and certainly, you know, in my time as a player on the opposition side, having to come in and play and, you know, in the old Taylor Field. And it, I mean, it's incredible. It's first class. There's nothing like it in the CFL. We got the best fans in the league. Having everybody roaring, you know, every single snap, it puts the other team at a disadvantage. It makes them feel a little bit uneasy, pumps our guys up. It makes it so much harder for them to operate. So, I mean, you know, we get another team taking penalties, moving backwards. That's all the fans, man. And, you know, we sure appreciate it. You know, we look at the fan base as part of this team, man. So, we're excited to get it all done together.
Do you have a message for Rider Nation as they gear up to pack Mosaic Stadium and cheer on the team?
I mean, let's go. Let's go. If there's ever a game, you know, this is the one. Certainly there's been plenty throughout the year, you know, that we've heard them. We need to level it up, just like, you know, as the players and coaches, you know, we got to level up as we're into playoff football. It's win or go home for us, and it is for the fans as well. We expect and we hope to get everybody out there in a full team effort. And again, when I say team, that's Rider Nation is included, baby. So I'm excited as ever to see and hear everybody out there on game day.
What would you say to fans who might be on the fence about attending the game? I know it's a crazy thought because with me, I don't think there's any question about it. If I had a chance to go, I would go. But if there were fans that were on the fence, I mean, what would you say to them?
Get off the dang thing and get your butt in the seat. Yeah, man. I mean, again, this is we've got playoff football now back in Saskatchewan. Our guys have worked their tails off to make sure that that happens and to represent us as a fan base. We need them. We need every single one. If you're on the fence, what better game is there to come to throughout the year than playoff football here in Saskatchewan? If you bleed green, come prove it, baby. We can't wait to hear you.
I love it. Coach, one last question for you before I let you go. How much different does it make when the fans go all out with their cheers and energy for every single play? And a lot of that would be, you know, a lot of success on the field, but just how much of a difference does that make when the fans are in it from start to finish?
Oh, we have to have it. I mean, that's what you're paying for, too. That's the best part about, sporting events and football games and coming to Rider games is, you know, you have to act a certain way when you in every other aspect of your life. But when you're out there, you can scream, you could yell to keep it consistent, you know, whether the game swung in our way completely or it's a tight game, you know, as if it's a constant. It's the reputation not only of the team but of the fan base that we do indeed have the best fans in the league, man. And it energizes the team in any situation that we're in. So it's a huge difference.
I love it all. Best team in the CFL, best fans in the CFL, whether that's me being biased or not. I think it's the truth. Unfortunately, won't be at the game, Coach, but I will have all my Rider green on underneath the suit and tie that at the event I'll be at Saturday. I wish you all the best, and hopefully we get to talk to you in the future.
Let's go. Go Riders, baby. Appreciate you.